Selling marijuana to those with a state-issued ID card is legal in Arizona. Only thing is, it remains a crime under federal law. Attorney Ryan Hurley said that has made some banks particularly anxious about running afoul of federal officials for aiding an illegal enterprise.
Usually what will happen is, you know, they'll be told by a branch manager or somebody at the local or regional level even that they're fine with it. And then once they start making a whole bunch of cash deposits, they get a letter from the national bank saying that their account is under review, and a few weeks later they get it shut down.
But on Friday, the U.S. Treasury Department issued what it said were guidelines for banks dealing with marijuana businesses operating legally in their home states. And while it did not give a legal all clear, it seems to provide a roadmap of sorts for staying out of trouble. Attorney Jeffrey Kaufman said there's a great opportunity here for banks that are paying attention.
If I were a bank, I would immediately start accepting medical marijuana dispensaries as clients, because the first one that does will end up representing probably all 126.
But it remains to be seen who wants to go first. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.